Henry Bergson wrote, "Fortunately, some are born with spiritual immune systems that sooner or later give rejection to the illusory worldview grafted upon them from birth through social conditioning. They begin sensing that something is amiss and start looking for answers. Inner knowledge and anomalous outer experiences show them a side of reality others are oblivious to, and so begins their journey of awakening. Each step of the journey is made by following the heart instead of following the crowd, and by choosing knowledge over the veils of ignorance." Hey guys, welcome to my new podcast, That's Not Proper, and I am your host, Corey Asuncion. Someone sent me that quote a while back, and it was like in a meme or something on Facebook. And I kind of looked at them and I was like, that's it. That's exactly me right now, 46 years old. This is what I'm experiencing. Oh my gosh, why am I so old? Why did it take so long? And this idea of having a podcast, you know, this is what like put it into words for me. I have lots of words, but they don't always come together the way I want them to. And this quote by Henry Bergson was exactly what was going on in my mind. And so, you know, the idea of becoming woke or an awakening and realizing that things aren't what everybody says they are all the time is kind of a punch in the gut. It's something that's humbling. It's something that is invigorating, but it means changing many, many things about you, especially when you're 46 years old. You know, I've been doing things a certain way or believe things to be a certain way for so many years that changing, making a 180 in so many areas of my life and my beliefs and how I did things and how I raised my children was going to be a big deal. I just want to thank everybody for listening in today and going on this journey with me with That's Not Proper. I want to encourage everyone to like and share on Facebook and Instagram, That's Not Proper. And as soon as I go officially live on all your favorite podcast streaming apps, I will notify everybody. In the meantime, I look forward to the future and I am hopeful that everybody gets something out of this, including myself.